Welcome to Inova Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
Hey folks, sorry it's been a few weeks, a few episodes I've missed. We're trying to deal with some foster parent issues and adoption issues, and it looks like on November 1st, our little man Z will be ours, and we are so thrilled about that. And just, but we've had a lot to do, and between that and work and being a parent and all the other things that go on, I've just not been able to get to the podcast as often as I would like. But today, I want to talk to you a little bit about customer service and leadership in that. You know, we all have issues with people we do business with, whether it's Comcast cable, whether it's your doctor, whether it's a retail store, whether it's AT&T or some other vendor, some other company that you do business with. We're always going to have issues because nothing is perfect, and no business is perfect, and every once in a while somebody's going to make a mistake and somebody's going to goof up, and you have to deal with that and manage that. And so I want to talk a little bit about how we do that, and then also talk a little bit about customer service on top of that, and how Quicken Loans has really done some very good things for me and my family. And I want to talk about the proactive nature of their work and their loan process, and how that makes a customer feel, and how that can continue with repeat business. So a couple of years ago, my wife and I bought a house. We bought it through, got a loan through Quicken Loans. And they told us right up front that once they make this loan, that every year they'll keep track of our loan. They'll keep track of who we are and what we're doing. And they'll check every year to see if they can get us a better rate or a better payment or something like that on the loan. And if so, then they'll work to make that happen. And sure enough, back in 2015, we hadn't had our loan a year. In fact, they called and said, we want to see if we can get you a better rate. We want to see if we can lower your payment. We want to see if we can do these things for you. And so I gave them the go-ahead to start that process. And so what they did is they actually got me a lower interest rate, dropped my payment, ended up dropping my payment $100 a month, and the money that was in escrow from the previous loan, we got back, and with credits and everything, we only had to pay about $18 in the refinancing of our home. Earlier this year, 2016, they called again and wanted to do a checkup on us, and at this point, they really couldn't do anything, so they just told us that. So what they did is they were proactive in looking at our account and looking at interest rates and looking at the economy and looking at our financial situation, and made some decisions in refinancing our home that allowed us to lower our payment. And I know they're going to make money on this. You know, there's always, at some point, there's always a gotcha, because you extended the life of the loan for another year. But, you know, over the course of time, those payments will be reduced, and, or I'll be paying in less as I factor some things in. So it was a great experience for us, because you had a company that was proactive in looking at their accounts and helping the customer get in a better situation for them, for themselves, and it just made for a great experience. Now, I want to contrast that with my cell provider, which is AT&T. And I had been seeing all of the commercials, as you probably have been seeing those commercials on television about T1 and all the T-Mobile and the unlimited data streams that you got on Netflix and YouTube and those kinds of things, the Sprint deals that have been advertised across the country, cutting your rate. So I happen to be getting close to my data limit with AT&T. It's about a year ago, and so I called them, and I played this game of I'm leaving. And so what I told the guy was, look, and at the time AT&T had all new accounts get 15 gig for this price and those kinds of things. And I'm looking at my bill and I'm going, I'm getting less bandwidth for the same money that they're now giving 15 gig to. So I called them up. I said, look, I need a better rate. I've been a customer for a long time. I need a better rate or more data or something, or I'm going to T-Mobile. And so they began immediately asking why would you do that and all of these things. And so I said, really, it is about the data usage. If I can stream Netflix and I can stream YouTube and I can stream Pandora without using a data cap or going against my data, then why wouldn't I do that? Well, they don't have the reliability. They don't have this. They don't have that kind of thing. And I said, look, you guys have good service, but I know people who have T-Mobile in my area. I mean, I'm in Atlanta. It's not like I'm not going to have good service from T-Mobile. So you need to figure out what something to do, or I'm just going to. I mean, my contract's up, my lease time's up, I can move, so I'm going to make this move. And so they immediately said, well, we can give you 15 gig for the same price you're paying now. And I said, okay, but you're going to have to do better than that, because basically that's what you're offering new customers. And I've been a customer for a long time, loyal customer, never missed a payment, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have to do better than that. And so they said, well, let me go ahead and get you up to the 15 gig for the same price, and I can send you to a special group we have, and let's see what they can do. So he got me up to the 15 gig, and then he sent me up to a special customer retention group. And they said, well, so you're thinking about leaving? And I said, yes, and I began to explain why. So we had a conversation about that, and they said, well, we can give you 20 gig for the same price that you're paying. And I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. Let's do that. And so, but it irked me on one hand because I had to complain, and I had to go through this special process to get a good rate that was available to me. And if they would just have been proactive and give me a call. Hey, what, we're advertising this new rate, or shoot me an email that we're advertising this new rate. We'll give that. We'll just go ahead and do that for you for nothing. We'll go ahead and bump that up and make that proactive and not, extend any contracts or leases or whatever, however they're doing their phone systems, their phones now, on the lease deal. And if they had done that, then it would have been less of a whole lot less frustration from me toward AT&T. And I've seen that from other companies. It's almost as if you don't complain, if you don't go public on Twitter, which, by the way, is, I have found, the best place to complain publicly about an issue. For instance, I had a prescription issue back in the summer, and the insurance company denied my prescription request. And so I called them and I said, well, what's the deal? And they said, well, you have to go to Express Scripts because they're the ones that manage that. So I called them. Express Scripts said, well, we're missing some information from your doctor. And I said, okay, what information do we need to get? And I'm going to have to send you to somebody else. What? So I eventually worked my way up the system, and I had a supervisor actually tell me that they couldn't tell me what was needed because they couldn't see. There were questions that had to be answered, and they couldn't see what those questions were until they went through the process. And if they did that, then it might kick it out again and certainly can be completely denied. And so I was extremely frustrated about that. So I tweeted my frustration. Now, this is where they redeemed themselves. Express Scripts redeemed themselves. So I tweeted it out, and within 30 minutes, I had a message or a response back from Express Scripts social media folks. And they said, look, we're following you. If you'll send us your phone number, we'll give you a call. We'll try to work this out. So I followed them. They sent them a direct. I sent them a direct message. And I had a guy call me within 10 minutes. And he worked through the whole process and worked with me right up to the doctor, called the doctor for me, called me when I was actually at the doctor, and told me that he had already talked to the doctor about what was needed. And when the doctor actually came in, they knew exactly what was needed and did everything and got the paperwork filled out. And then he made sure that they faxed it up that afternoon. He then got it, called the insurance called the pharmacy, made sure that they had the information. And I got a call that night about 6:30 or 7 o'clock from the pharmacy saying, we have your prescription ready. And so I asked him, and we went through this process again with the same prescription, about 2 weeks ago. I asked him, I said, why do I have to fight? Why do I have to complain? Why do I have to get frustrated? And why do I have to espouse that on social media when you could have just done this when the people that a supervisor apparently could have done this but just chose not to? Why can't you guys be proactive in situations like this? And he said, I really don't have a good answer. But he said, here's my phone number, my direct line, here's my direct email. If you ever have an issue again, you email me or call me, and I will work with you. And that's a couple weeks ago. That's exactly what I did. I emailed him and said, are you still there? And he said, yes, I am. How can I help you? He called me at work within 5 minutes, and I talked through the process, and he called me three times that day and eventually said, I've taken care of it for you. You're going to get your prescription. I've worked some things, did some things, and you're going to get it. Nothing illegal, nothing invalid, nothing wrong. It's just paperwork that needed to be confirmed, but they already had that paperwork on file. So within 2 hours of emailing him, the prescription was ready. And so it frustrates me why companies cannot be proactive in finding deals and finding specials for their current customers. It's customer retention. Why do I have to get frustrated, or why do I have to threaten to leave to get the good deals? With the arrival of AI and with the arrival of business intelligence and predictive analytics, it seems to me that companies could bring on people who could write processes within their customer systems, their management systems, to be able to look for deals and specials that they could proactively offer their customers, whether it's through email or phone calls or text, regardless of, you know, depending on how the system is set up. It looks to me that companies could do that and be proactive. I mean, if Target can know exactly if a female, if a woman is pregnant and what trimester she's in based on what she purchased at a specific, what she purchased together, then companies should be able to offer offer me deals, lower my mortgage, lower my phone bill, or give me more data for the same price, or do some things like that, instead of the customer having to go through this process of getting frustrated or angry, or the customer having to call and make a I'm going to quit claim just to be able to get a better rate. It doesn't make sense to me. It would be different if this was small town USA and we're dealing with small businesses and things like that, but those businesses tend to know their customers and know when specials come up or deals come up or things that they may like and are able to be proactive in that way. But these are big, multinational, multi-billion dollar companies that have the resources to do this but have chosen it up until now not to do that. I mean, they could tie into IBM's Watson applications. They could tie into Google's AI, Amazon's AI stuff. They could tie into Microsoft's Azure business intelligence and machine learning applications. They could tie into all of that and put together things, hire companies if necessary, to put together things that would allow them to be proactive in offering services and offering deals and offering lower rates and offering more data and offering for the same price and offering all of these things to their customer base. And it would endear the customer to the company. Because, hey, look, he is working for me. He's doing something nice for me. But they don't do that. So where can we go? So how do we get there? The big piece of this is data. You've got to know what's going on within your business and within your customer base and with the products and services that you sell. You've got to know what's going on and have data so that you can be proactive. And I'm not talking about engaging Microsoft on a contract to build some huge data analytics piece for you so that you can sift through terabytes of information. Most of us aren't there. Most of us in the small business world or in the real medium business world, we're not there where we can do that. But there has to be a way. There is a way through whether it's through online systems, cloud-based systems, or internal systems, even Excel spreadsheets or Access databases, where you can save and store data and keep track of what's going on with your customer base, keep track of what's going on economically, keep track of what's going on with specials and other things that you can offer your customers, and be proactive in contacting your customers when you can do something for them. Customer retention and customer loyalty is, sadly, it's there's a selfishness about it. It's what you can do for them. And when you can do something for your customer, then you can prolong your relationship with that customer. And the way to do that is, one of the ways to do that is to have data. And you have data, you get data through through looking at what you're selling, looking at who you're selling it to, looking at your margins, looking at your vendors, where you're getting things, where specials that they may be running to you as a retailer, if you're in that world. There's data, and you have to keep track of it. And I know it's another, just one more thing to keep up track with. But if you can do that, then maybe you can grow your business, you can expand your business, because you not only are having customer loyalty, customer retention, but you're also getting those customers sharing those things with their friends, and that word of mouth brings more customers. And with more customers, then you can potentially hire somebody maybe part-time or an intern at first and maybe move them into a full-time position. But you can do all of those things. But it is work, but entrepreneurship is never easy. There's a lot of hours that we put in and it is tough and difficult, and leadership is tough and difficult. But it's relationships. It's the relationships that you have with your customers. It's the relationships you have with your suppliers. It's the relationships that you have with your community and the stakeholders around. It's relationships. And if you can be proactive in that, in doing things for the community and serving them and making them aware of things that can make their life better, then not only does your customer retention increase, but your reputation increases, and the reputation that you have within your community is huge. It makes all the difference. And you can blow your reputation in a 5-minute conversation, something that's taken years to develop. But reputation within the community, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a church, whether it's a business, a mom and pop, whether it's a corporate store, that reputation within your community will impact the sales. It will impact attendance. It will impact so much of how you do what it is you do. And so if I could leave you with something today, it is to be proactive, to take the data that you have. And if you don't have enough data, figure out the data that you need. Take that data and figure out how you can be proactive in serving your customers, how you can be proactive in serving your community, how you can be proactive in serving the stakeholders within the community. And if you will do that, then you will build your reputation within the community. You'll build your reputation with the people that do business with you. You will build reputation with people that work with you, and you will grow your business. It is about credibility. It is about integrity. It is about service. It is about being proactive and doing good things for people. Don't make the customer call you when they bought something last week that you're now selling for 25% less. Give them a call. Hey, I know you bought this last week. Come on in. Let's see what we can do. That goes a long way. Sometimes it may not be feasible, may not be financially feasible, but if you will call and say, let's see if we can do something, that goes a long, long way. So take that Quicken Loan experience that I shared with you and consider that with the AT&T experience that I shared with you and the Express Scripts experience I shared with you. And what you may learn from all of this is that Twitter is a way to get what you want, and maybe that's who you are and maybe that's how you think. That's not what I would want you to take away from this. It is, if you're proactive with your customers and you're proactive with the people that you are in that you lead, or and you are in relationship with them and you know what's going on and you're attentive and aware, you can build customer loyalty and you can grow your customer base. And it will go a long way to help you grow what you're doing and make a difference. All right, that's all I have for today. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back in a couple of weeks with a new son, and I'll share a little bit more about him with you in our next episode. Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.